This is a case involving a llama. The defendant owned a pet llama. He was a farmer in Macoupin County. The llama escaped under an enclosure, and he was charged with cruelty to animals under Illinois statute. He pled guilty. Now, he was unconsoled, and that's not going to carry any weight here. But what was raised is the fact that the Illinois statute does not, in defendant's opinion, encompass an escape of a pet llama. Cruelty to the animal is a specific sufficient quality, a sufficient quantity of good quality, wholesome food. The defendant complied with that. Adequate shelter and protection from the weather. The defendant complied with that.
Well, it says no owner may abandon any animal where it may become a public charge or may suffer injury, hunger, or exposure.
Yes, Your Honor.
So isn't that what he was convicted of?
It was, well, yes, the whole kit and caboodle. Right. There's no record on it. But I would suggest that every person who has had a pet has had the pet escape at some point. You open a door, and if you have a cat, the cat wants to get out. So the animal was recovered as soon as possible, but he was charged and he pled guilty.
Well, that's the problem. He pled guilty.
Yes, it is.
So doesn't Nichols make clear that it's appropriate to rely on that conviction in assessing his criminal history?
Yes, he may rely because under Seventh Circuit and other circuits, we cannot go back and attack a state conviction in a federal court at that particular time. Judge Mills commented that even though all the appropriate procedures had been waived, the defendant still, he was bound to take this as one critical point. That's the rub. One point adds on 8 years. He couldn't come under the safety valve of the Sentencing Act because of the escape of the llama, which was a Class B misdemeanor. Now, he was convicted of growing marijuana, 262 plants in his farm. We've raised briefly the motion to suppress should not have been denied because the police relied on a flyover, not the flyover, but the fact that what they observed based on the photographs, although they were briefed and had education about observing marijuana plants, there was not probable cause.
Well, he confirmed the existence of the plants.
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
By looking at the property on the ground.
Yes, Your Honor, but that was after the fact.
Is that after he got the warrant?
That was after, no, prior, Your Honor.
So he can rely on that information and get
it. I guess, but
he can. Let me ask you, if I could, about the guideline issue. Section 4A1.2C lists a number of relatively minor crimes that are not counted.
Yes.
Did you all think through whether this cruelty to animals might qualify? I mean, fish and game violations are not counted, and there the animal can actually be killed.
It was brought up, but the probation officer concluded that it was responsible, that the defendant was responsible for that one point. As you know,
do you think that was correct?
Why aren't you challenging that? Why is the abandonment of the llama worse than what? Trapping an animal with an illegal trap? And that would be a typical game violation. fishing.
Baiting deer?
We raised it, Your Honor, at the trial level.
Why not argue it now?
That's your best argument.
That the point should not be counted, yes. That's what we're arguing.
You argue it. You're not arguing it to us. It's not in your brief, right?
Yes, it is, Your Honor. I'm saying that the court should not have imposed the additional 1 point.
Maybe I missed it.
Well, your argument in your brief, in essence, is that he wasn't guilty of the crime, and we can't go there.
I understand that. But that the point should not have been imposed. We've put a sentence in there that the point should not have been awarded by the trial court.
But you didn't give a reason.
It's a void judgment. He did not commit a crime.
As Judge Hamilton says, it's a question of the interpretation of this 4C2 provision of the guidelines. Right? Sentences for the following prior offenses and offenses similar to them, by whatever name they are known, are never counted. And you have the fish and game violations, you have loitering, and you have speeding.
Imagine hunting wild llamas out of season and with sawed-off shotguns or some, you know, some, let's forget about sawed-off shotguns, but with some kind of particularly cruel ammunition or weapons. C2 tells us not to count that violation.
Correct. We argued with the probation officer, argued to the court that it should not be imposed, and the court said it was.
And that's what we're here to deal with. Why isn't this in your brief?
With all due respect, Your Honor, I suggested that since he pled innocent, which is not the point, the point that the court has raised was not specifically stated. At issue is whether the sentence is unreasonable because the district court awarded 1 point for a conviction for cruelty to animals to his criminal history, which denied to the defendant eligibility under the safety valve. The motion to suppress the cannabis was raised, but the thrust of this brief is the 1 point awarded for the cruelty to animals, which did increase his sentence by, if awarded, increased his sentence to 10 years, and added 8 on, other than the guidelines. The court has no further questions. We'll stand on the briefs, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Costello. Ms. Mullen?
Good afternoon. May it please the court, Linda Mullen on behalf of the United States. Judge Hamilton, the issue that you raised today was not raised below. There was not an objection.
No, the fellow's also looking at about an extra 8 years in prison as a result of that oversight.
I don't know that it was an oversight, and I don't, obviously that issue wasn't briefed or litigated below or on appeal. If you would like additional briefing on that issue, we're happy to provide it. I would point out, I think there's a difference between a cruelty to animals conviction as we have here, where you abandon an animal, and a game and wildlife
so
conviction.
Tell us about fish and game violations.
I don't know much about fish and game violations.
So your response is useless. Thank you.
Well, I'm happy to offer supplemental briefing if the court's interested in that issue. That is not an issue that has been litigated in this case.
Well, I would like to see briefing by both parties of the application of 4C2 to the sentence in this case. So you can have 14 days from today, both of you, to file on that.
Is it safe to assume, Judge Posner, that you'd also like briefing on the issue of waiver? Is it safe to assume that it included in that briefing?
No, about the waiver. The question is whether he should whether this was a serious error in the sentencing, responsible for 8 more years of prison, and it ought to be corrected.
I understand. We're happy to provide that. If the court has no further questions, we'll rest on our brief.
Not on the other issues.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We will look forward to those briefs.